This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Ravel's Noble and Sentimental Waltzes. This is an homage to Schubert, one of the great composers for the piano. He had written over 100 waltzes, including one group titled Sentimental Waltzes and one titled Noble Waltzes. Ravel didn't hide the fact that he wanted to write what he called a, quote, set of Schubertian waltzes. But these aren't some kind of exercise in imitation. They are very clearly Ravel in the way that they play with rhythm and dissonance, alternating between jagged and smooth textures. Waltzes had fascinated composers for over a century, in part because they also fascinated audiences. After the demise of the patronage system, publishing royalties became an increasingly large chunk of composers' income, and that spurred many to look to music that might sell well. Since the market was in music for amateurs to play, you needed something that they could handle, but also something that they'd want to buy. Schubert, like many of his peers, wrote a good bit of music that wasn't too technically challenging, often featuring beautiful melodies and accessible forms like the waltz. Now, just because something was labeled as a waltz doesn't mean it was suitable to dance to. Composers often took liberties with tempo and rhythm, turning a relatively simple form into a much more complex canvas, and that's certainly true with these. This piece was premiered at a concert with a unique premise. Ravel had been the subject of a lot of controversy, with the mostly conservative musical establishment aghast at some of his methods and sounds. So he banded together with other like-minded musicians and put on a concert where none of the composers were identified. This way, no one would be coming to the music with any preconceived bias about its author. At the end, the critics in the audience were asked who they thought had written each piece, and suggestions for this one varied widely. A very small majority guessed Ravel, but some even thought that the piece was a parody of his style. The eight waltzes are not distinguished as either noble or sentimental, and they do range considerably in mood. The first one gives a great taste of what's to follow, starting with a striking dissonance that never quite resolves. This is the Ravel that shocked critics, playing with what was considered beautiful or even acceptable as music. And you shouldn't be expecting to flit around the dance floor to these either. Even though they're in 3/4 time, they're about as far from the traditional waltz as you can get while still keeping that structure intact. Here's Ivan Illich in a live recording from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston with Ravel's Noble and Sentimental Waltzes.
Thank you.
A lot of those sounds seem a little strange now. They were downright shocking back in Ravel's day. But one of the things that I love about him is his ability to take these dissonances that shouldn't seem beautiful and turn them into these lovely pieces. Thanks to Ivan Illich and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston for putting that up on the web. You can check out a lot more from their concert series on their website, gardnermuseum.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. It would really help out a lot. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to a Mozart serenade. I'll see you then.